look forward to the challenge of playing the Jags. They're a fast football team. I mean, I've had a chance to look at all their tape, and they're playing fast, aggressive football on both sides of the ball. I don't know exactly who's going to be there from coming off injury for them, but we'll prepare for everybody and all the different looks. We'll just see how whoever's there will be ready for. Time's yours.
Schwartz, then.
How do you get everybody all on the same page when you've added and subtracted so many different people just this past week? You've been past the cutdown.
Yeah, well, listen, most of the guys that we added are backup players. Although there's some pretty good ones there. I think John did a real nice job with that, and we appreciate the effort that the guys brought here and came in with. So they've been living here, getting all their work done and trying to catch up, some of which came from similar systems. And so there's a little bit of carryover that will take place. But again, these are more of the backup position than the starters. And yes, Schwartz will. Right now, Schwartz will be the guard. Yes, the right guard.
When do you make a determination normally on a player if they can go on Sunday or not?
Well, listen. I've just depend on who the player is. But I mean, sometimes I've gone all the way up to the game where they haven't even really practiced much at all, and still been able to play. So every situation is a little different. We'll see how it goes. But we have a lot of trust in Schwartz. If he needs to go, he goes. And then. If John can go, then John can go.
How anxious are you to see Alex on opening day in taking the wraps off? And just what are you expecting from him right off the bat?
Well, I just tell you, I want all the guys just to play.
Alex is such a key.
Yeah, but he's the same thing. They don't need to do anything other than execute the offense and do what they do best, let their personality show, and play the game. I mean, I'm speaking for all of them, but at the same time, that's what I expect from Alex too. Yeah.
But quarterback's such a focal point. I mean, he's what makes it go.
Well, you can ask me another 15 different ways, but okay. I mean, that's kind of what I expect. I got you. But I mean, I'm trying to be as honest with you as I can. I want him to come out and just execute and relax, play the game.
When you say let their personality show, what do you mean by that?
Well, we've got some great personalities on this team, and so it's an emotional game, and so that's how you go about your business, and you play the game with emotion, and get yourself ready to do that.
Andy, you got to let us use some of our tricks, man. That's if we've been around for a while, you got to let us.
No, he's the best, man. There's a lot of grass that's grown underneath those feet right there, man.
How does Luke Jokel look on tape from what you've seen in Jackson?
Well, I think he's done a heck of a job now. He's a good football player. So I thought he was a good player coming out of A&M. I think he's carried that over into the preseason, what he's done there. I think he's played well.
So what tilted it when you were juggling those two guys? What tilted it to Eric in your mind?
Well, I mean, I'd never get into all that. I just the result was we ended up taking Eric, and I thought both of them were good football players, and both of them are going to have long careers in the National Football League and very successful careers. So, we made the decision we made, and that's what we did.
What are the differences, if any, between starting his first regular season game and a couple of preseason games he played?
Well, first of all, I think he's feeling a little bit better health-wise, and which is good. They've caught a couple days here that they can kind of get their soreness out and get themselves back. So, but I thought he made progress during the preseason. I thought he played very well against Pittsburgh there, which I consider a very good defense. So, I look forward to, and as he does, getting going here and playing in the regular season.
Well, coaching and preparation this week for a team like this, they've got a lot of new players, new coach. How do you prepare for that? Can you take a lot of the preseason, or what?
Yeah, well, listen, they've got good coaches. I mean, Gus, I have a lot of respect for Gus and the job that he did at Seattle, and so I know he's bringing that attitude to Jacksonville, and I've seen the result by looking at the tape. They've when their ones have played, they've done well and maintained the lead, you know, when they were in and done a good job with it. So I think his personality is shown amongst his football team.
Andy, back to Fisher for a second. I know none of the starters played against Green Bay, but were you tempted at all to get him at least a few snaps just to get him a little bit more work?
No, he got plenty of work, so it's just a matter of him going and doing what he does. But I was happy with the work that he got in the first few games.
Your defense has shown a little bit of what its personality is going to be. Has your offense, or are you still, is this the start of trying to form that personality?
Well, I think as a team, it plays more together, both offensively and defensively. They'll continue to develop that. We've had some pretty good downs offensively, and then we've had some where we've sputtered. But the guys, there are some good leadership there and good players there.
A couple more.
Did you consider at all bringing in Mike Kafka?
No, but I think Mike is a very good quarterback.
You don't want to get into that San Francisco-Seattle battle where you're claiming the other guys?
I'm worried about it.
Let me ask you about Derek Johnson. What kind of year can he have this year? You've coached against him. Now you see him on your side. Just what stands out with Derek?
A ton of respect for Derek. He's been a great player. So, and what I've seen thus far, he surely hasn't lost anything. He's playing very well. So I would imagine he would continue to do that. And he also brings a seasoned veteran and that leadership to the defense and to the locker room.
Last one, Karen.
Coach, can you evaluate Blaine Gabbert? I know he's had some injuries and stuff, but he's a guy we know because he went to Missouri.
Sure.
You know what he looks like this year?
I'll tell you, the times that he's played, he did get banged up just a little bit, but the times that he played, I thought he was very efficient. I thought he did a very nice job executing the offense, and they were productive. So I liked him coming out of Missouri, and I like what he's done in training camp so far. Yeah.
Last one, Coach.